I walked into a Wendy's yesterday because I had a couple of cocktails, and that's about the only time I can eat fast food. For some reason, my guard goes down after a couple of cocktails. I don't care what I eat. I don't care, apparently, what I put in my body liquid-wise, so why should I care about what I put in my body solid food-wise? So I wander into this Wendy's, and when I'm walking in, I feel like I don't belong. Everybody around me looks like they should probably be dead by now. They all have pasty complexions, pimples, oozing sores on their face. Just, they don't look healthy. They all can't fit into the little table and chair booths that they have because those are too narrow. So I feel like I don't belong. And as I walk into the Wendy's, I feel like holding my hands up and saying, I'm just visiting. I'm not one of you. But I didn't say that. I walked up to the counter, and this lovely girl behind the counter, dressed in some kind of weird Wendy's uniform, I can't even describe it. It's not something I would wear on a bet. And she says, can I help you? And I said, I don't know yet. I've had a few drinks, and I'm legitimately stupid at this point. So I take a look up at this menu, which is hovering over the counter, and they have pictures of all the food, and in all the pictures, the meat is glistening. I don't like glistening meat. Christmas ornaments should glisten. New fallen snow should glisten just a little bit. Meat should not glisten, but it all is. And to me, glistening meat is greasy, fatty meat. And there's dripping sauce coming off the square burger, and lettuce looks like it's got E. coli all over the place. I'm not putting Wendy's down because Wendy's is actually the better of the other fast food chains. Food chain. Like I'm giving it credence as if it even belongs on the food chain. The fast food chain. They're all the same. I just happened to be in a Wendy's because that was the closest place to me at that point. And she said, have you chosen anything? And I said, no, you know what? I think I just sobered up. So no, have a good day, Wendy's lady. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
She probably goes home and doesn't even change out of her uniform.
Whatever.
I'm serious. I don't know why not. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. That sounds good. This could be fun. I'll listen to this.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Huli. Welcome to the program. I am your host. Can I get you anything? Would you perhaps like a glistening burger with dripping sauce and over-caloried buns? Would you like that? Would you like to shove that in your face? And you can't have that without these high in saturated fat French fries that are carefully handcrafted to kill you. Go on, shove those in your mouth too. And then give me a call in about 45 to 50 minutes and let me know what hospital they have put you into. Because that's the feeling that I get. Whenever I eat fast food, about 45 to 50 minutes later, I always say the same thing to myself. Why did I do that? What was the point of that? I've been roped in by this cocaine of foodstuffs. It lures me. It pulls me in. There was a cartoon when I was growing up called Pepe Le Pew. Most of you weren't even born yet, so forget it. It was a little skunk or something, I don't know, and it had an odor to it, and in the cartoon you would see the odor in the air. It was demarked by these little lines in the air, and the other animals would be drawn to the smell. I have no idea because it's supposed to be repellent. It's a stupid example. Forget I even brought it up. My point is that we get lured into things, and then we find out, nah, it wasn't worth it. And I am lured into it, and I am fooled every single time. And I'm a fairly intelligent guy. I didn't even undergo any type of physicals like the president did. But by the way, the president and I both have heart disease. Did you know it? The president's doctor, which is a young guy, gave the president a physical recently, as you probably know. And he said he's in excellent health. And then they released the records. And he's in excellent health for a guy that has heart disease, is what it means. The president of the United States, I forget his name because he's never really in the news very much. He has heart disease, which is a definition of high cholesterol, too much cholesterol in your little veins, and high blood pressure. People are on medication for this kind of stuff. That's what Lipitor is for, and various blood thinners. It's a treatable situation. As a matter of fact, the doctor even said that he was going to up his medication for his heart disease, for his cholesterol and his high blood pressure, because he needs more medication. Yet, he's in excellent health. What the doctor really was saying is, for a fat schmuck in his 70s who eats like a cannibal and has heart disease and I must up his medication, despite all that, in consideration of all that, he's in excellent health. For a guy that's about to die, he's doing all right. At a White House press conference, one of the reporters said, well, how do you explain that he eats McDonald's all day, has the shakes, drinks the McDonald's shakes, the French fries, doesn't exercise at all, doesn't sleep, has sleep apnea, which has been confirmed. How can you say he's in excellent health? And the doctor responds by saying, genetics. Some people just have it, and some people can eat that food and get away with it. Some people can't. Some people can eat that food and get away with it. He's a fat man. He's obese for his weight. He has heart disease. He has high cholesterol. He has high blood pressure. He's on pretty good size medications for this stuff. He has sleep apnea. The president's in excellent health. Don't give me that crap. That is such... You've got to understand something. This is not an impartial doctor that they called in who doesn't know who this man is. This is the White House doctor who was hired by the White House, by the president, to be the president's doctor in the White House. So... And a White House, which is like more than any other known for lying about everything, or at least spinning it out of control to the point where it's nowhere close to what's actually going on, nowhere even close, that's what the doctor says. So I find that not to be a teachable moment, like Obama said. I find it to be a laughable moment, as is in this administration. Anyway, fast food, yuck. Today today on, I don't even know what I was talking about before. I'm sorry. My mind is all over the place, which is good because otherwise I'd be talking about cooking and things and you'd be bored. Although I happen to find cooking fascinating, but probably that's just me and a few other people. In any event, later on in the program, we are joined by a guest who's going to talk about juicing. Because National Green Juicing Day has arrived. I guess you didn't know that, did you? I don't think it's national. I think it's international. People all over the world are going to be juicing all at once. So a lot of blenders going is what happens. I actually, see, in doing this radio show, I speak to, as I've said, hundreds and thousands of experts on every topic ever discussed by anybody ever. For 25 years, I've been doing one or two or three interviews every single weekday. I have the entire library. If I played it, it would take 6 years to listen to all of them in succession. No one would ever want to do something like that, by the way. I've spoken to every expert on every subject. Sometimes I am moved by some of these things, and they actually influence me. About 12 years ago, I did an interview with a doctor who said juicing is the next best thing and to everything. And Jack LaLanne was this exercise guru back in the 50s and 60s, and he came out with a juicer that he was selling on TV. So juicing was really big, and selling juicers was really big. So this is what the interview was about. And it convinced me to go out and buy a juicer. I went to the store, to the juicing aisle. At that time, the juicing aisle was a fad. There were a lot of different size and prices of juicers. Some juicers were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it was like, wow, so I can be healthy, yet bankrupt. I bought a juicer for about $30, $40. I figured, how much money do you need to spend to churn up a vegetable? You know, seriously, come on. I could even use a bad blender, but it doesn't say juicer on it. So I buy this juicer, and I say to myself, I'll use it, I'll try it, and I'll just clean it out, and I'll give it back to the store if I don't like it. What's the big deal? So I buy this juicer, and I say to myself, I am going to be the healthiest man in the world now. So I set up the juicer and then I get in my car and I go to the supermarket where they tend to have a lot of food. And I go in there and I'm looking at all the raw vegetables, the cauliflower, the carrots, the broccoli, cucumbers, you name it. I mean, just tons of zucchini, vegetables all over the freaking place. And I take a lot of the, I take some juice and I bring it to the register and I pay for it. And it's pretty hefty. It costs a lot of money to buy a lot of vegetables. I didn't know if you knew that because you probably don't eat vegetables. They're not cheap. And the more homegrown they are, the more the price is jacked up. It's odd to the point where you get to, if you're the actual in the groom in your backyard, they're free, but they're riddled with bugs. So I get home and I throw all these things into the juicer, put the lid on, And I'm realizing as I'm cutting up the vegetables wow. So I put the stuff in the blender. I hit the button. The stuff blends up, and it only produces like maybe a cup of liquid. I said, wait a second here. I just spent $25 on vegetables, and I'm only getting a cup of liquid out of this? Apparently, when you remove the pulp and everything and you just get down to the liquid, there ain't that much liquid in vegetables. And I should have realized that because when I picked the vegetables up in the store, there was no liquid involved. They're solid vegetables. Then I come to realize you've got to spend hundreds of dollars a day just to get enough juice to have a glass of this juicer stuff. As healthy as it may be, it's an expensive deal. Not only that, but when I was finished using the juicer, I looked at the thing. There was pulp all over the place. I mean, there's pulp on the ceiling. I mean, this everywhere was pulp. Disgusting, moist, looked like vegetable vomit is what it looked like. So I put this in the sink, and I try to wash out the vegetable juicer, And the pulp doesn't come out that easy. It doesn't just wash out. There's no Teflon involved. It's all glass or plastic or something. And the plastic's getting discolored, and I can't get the pulp out. I struggle trying to clean this thing for like what seemed to be 7 hours. And it still wasn't clean. And I couldn't even return it because it was so messed up. It was so discolored, so messy, impossible to clean. But it was dishwasher safe. Okay, I get it. So now I have to throw my juicer in the dishwasher every single time I want a glass of juice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ended my juicing experience. And not only that, when I drank the juice, it sucked. It was, I know that if I juiced every day, that I would get used to it, and I probably would feel better about myself, and my body would feel better. But there comes a point where you have to say to yourself, the hell am I doing? What the hell am I doing? Then I discovered something that was phenomenal. In the supermarkets, they sell juice. I'm not talking about grape juice. I'm not talking about tomato juice. They sell carrot juice and vegetable juices, natural vegetables. Yeah, not V8, not that crap. Real vegetables. Somebody already did it and put it in a container for me to buy and drink immediately. Stuff ain't cheap, but it's there. So for a while, I bought the stuff in the supermarket, and I drank that crap, and I guess I felt a little bit better. I did notice that there was a lot of sugar involved in these drinks, more sugar than, I might as well just go back to drinking Coke or something like that. There was a lot of sugar. But Ron, that's natural sugar. It's not processed sugar. Sugar's sugar, my friend. You know, okay, maybe it's not as bad as processed sugar, but it's still sugar. And that I'm not supposed to have a lot of that because it's not supposed to be good for you. So appropriately, I thought I'd talk about juicing today with an expert on juicing. And I might get back into it or at least supplement my diet with a little bit of juice. I'm not buying another juicer. I am sorry. I am sorry I'm not going through that. I think I told you this story before. When I was back at WBET Radio in the Boston area, Brockton, Boston, it was a fun place, really fun place. My producer, the guy who stands on the other side of the glass and runs the commercials and sends out the signal, and it's his job. So they call him a producer, although I don't know what he did. He just stood there and played with himself, actually. He was a vegan from outer space, and he never ate, I don't know if he was a vegan or a veget, or what do you call them there? The people that don't eat anything at all. There's vegans that don't eat meat, and then there's, those are vegetarians, I'm sorry, and then there are the vegans refuse to put anything in their mouth whatsoever, at all. Soy and tofu, and that's about it. Because beans can talk, you don't want to kill beans. Anyway, the guy was as pasty as hell. He was yellow and yellow skin tone. And I'm not talking about this in a cultural sense. He was not from an Asian country. He was as American as they make, and they do make them still. But he was totally yellow. His skin had no protein in it whatsoever. It looked like all of his organs had years ago shut down in protest. He looked horrible. He was skinny. He was like a pencil. He had the physique of a pencil. And it was, I couldn't even look at him. It looked like his lips had turned blue. From time to time, I wanted to put my hand under his nose and see if any air was coming out. I wasn't sure he was alive. He looked horrible. So this is the result of taking care of yourself and juicing all day and not eating anything but vegetables. You look like you're dead. That's your, and then I said to him, do you work out? And he said, I might die if I do that. I can't, I have no organs left. I can't do that. But he swore by this, man. He swore. And I don't know if it was because he was against the killing of animals or just thought that he should be among those volunteering to thin out the population. I'm not sure the reason. I'm really not sure to this day. But if you can pull that off, God love you. As I've said so many times on this show, one of the biggest dilemmas in my life is I love animals, and I love real animals. Dogs and cats are animals, but they're not real animals to me. They're members of your family. They're people with four legs. Seriously, and you know it's true. I love giraffes and elephants and hippopotami. Not too cool on the cockroach thing. Not too good on the cockroach thing. But the wild animals that are just going about their day killing other animals, whatever, you know, that's a horrible thing. I'm not into violence, but lions and tigers, oh my, they do kill each other in order to eat and to survive. So I guess that's kind of a stupid comment that I made, but I love those animals. To actually kill a cow so I can eat it, or to kill a chicken so I can eat it, or even a fish, it makes me sick. I could never see a pig running around a farm and then sit down a couple hours later, eat pork. I would, I throw up. I can't do it. But that's how ridiculous this whole thing is, because I do that. I do eat pork, and I do eat beef, and I do eat chicken and turkeys and things like. I have turkeys in my backyard. Walking around, I don't have a farm. I have wild turkeys. I live on, you know, in a place where there's like turkeys walking around. They're not mine. They're not my turkeys. And yet I have turkey on holidays. I mean, it's like, what the hell's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Anyway, that's the dilemma of my life, is I don't understand why I do eat animals when I so much love animals. They belong on the planet just as much as we do. And if you think we're more highly evolved than wild animals, then check on what's going on in the White House. You'll question that theory as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk to our guest about stuff. Before we do that, it is another snowy day here in Appalachia. That's what it feels like. And it is snowy. And as a public service, we keep you informed on weather situations because we want you to be safe at all times. Let's check in with Jim Clambaker.
Hey, everybody. This is Jim Clambaker with your New England Broadcasting Weather Outlook. You know, weather watchers, there are two phrases you never want to hear. That's not a rash, and there's more snow on the way. And while I may not know what to do about those red spots on your hiney, it looks like Mother Nature's prescription involves shoving several more inches of snow right on up there. Sure, you've already got a couple of feet of packed powder pouring out of every available orifice, and the snowbanks on your driveway would take out the Titanic, but break out the lube and pucker up, Buttercup, because here it comes again. Why we haven't all jammed ourselves into a fleet of RVs and bolted for warmer climates and left this godforsaken frozen tundra to fend for itself is beyond me. Oh, wait, that's right, they keep canceling flights. I should be in Bangkok right now having my houseboy freshen up my cocktail and repack my bong, but no, I'm sitting here staring at weather patterns for hours on end, and believe me, at this stage of the game, what they seem to be spelling out is about one letter away from telling me to go on a freaking killing spree. Be a meteorologist in New England, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Well, they'll be the first to go when James Emerson Clambaker III has had enough. This is Jim Clambaker with your New England Broadcasting Weather Outlook. Now back to Ron Van Dam, who I love.
Hello, Francis. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great, thank you. Francis Largemouth joins us now, and she is an RDN and a New York Times bestselling author. That's a nice combination. And a nationally recognized health expert. This is a time of year that, you know, I'll talk to people like you every day because I need to. This is the time of year where psychologically we think that we can make some changes in our lives. You can actually do that any day of the year, of any year. But
that's
this is,
right.
You know, but this is, you know, this is the time to do it, I guess. So, all right, so I got a new year. Everybody's got problems with the resolutions. What do we do? Let's get on track here. give me some tips.
Let's get on track. So, yeah, people kind of come out of the gate and they just think, I'm going to change everything. I'm going to be a brand new person this year.
Yep.
And then that is not, that is too hard. Yep. That is just too hard. So I really recommend setting mini goals that you could actually achieve. So instead of saying, I'm going to go to the gym every day and I'm going to completely overhaul my diet and I'm going to start meditating, maybe we should start with going to the gym 3 days a week and adding one extra serving of vegetables and maybe meditating for 1 minute a day and working up from there. So those are goals that you could actually achieve. And then when you do achieve them, that really sets you up. That makes you feel successful, sets you up to actually achieve bigger goals down the road.
That's almost like a business plan. That's what businesses do. They see the end result and then they set little goals along the way and incrementally get to the final one. Same thing.
Right, exactly. And they're achievable. And so, you know, one way that you can do that, you know, get your greens. You can have a green juice every day. And that's one thing that I want to mention while I'm here is that it's going to be the third annual National Green Juice Day Friday on January 26th.
Okay. And that's the day when everybody across the world has green juice.
That is right. So Evolution Fresh started National Green Juice Day 3 years ago because they really wanted to help encourage people to make these small changes that, you know, can add up to big results. And it's a way to just kind of a fun way to get people on board with adding that one extra serving of vegetables per day.
Okay. Now, Frances, we all know that green means healthy, unless it's green beer, then it doesn't count. But otherwise, green is good. But when we think of drinking green stuff, it turns us a little bit, some of us. How do we make green juice appetizing?
Well, it doesn't have to be all veggies, right? You can certainly add in bananas and pears and apples and cinnamon and vanilla yogurt and all these things that really kind of help to tone down that veggie flavor. So you can start out, maybe you start out with just a handful of spinach in something that's mostly, you know, banana and apple. And then over time, as your palate sort of adjusts to that greenness, that green flavor, you can start adding more veggies and really experiment. So everybody's, you know, taste buds are different. And it's really something that it's just an easy way to get those veggies in. Because even for me, even a nutritionist, I have a hard time eating salads in the winter when it's cold out, which it has been. I live in Brooklyn. Yeah. I really struggle. Yeah. So, you know, finding other ways to get those veggies in is really smart during the winter time.
That's true. We're also used to sugars when we drink things. And there is an adjustment, I guess, when you go to having something natural like green juices. You're looking for sugar highs and sodium highs. And that's I guess you got to wean yourself off of that slowly.
You do. And for anyone, I mean, definitely, if anyone is looking to cut back on sugar, I think that is absolutely a benefit to everyone. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't have to be cold turkey, but if you can cut out one soda a day, or if you can cut down from two packets of sugar in your coffee to just one. But you're right, it is in the United States, we have a very high threshold for sweetness and also for salt. And so those need to be taken back gradually. But it does happen. I've seen it happen with clients. And you start kind of chipping away at it. But you're right. That's why someone who really enjoys sweetness might be better off with a more fruit-forward green juice.
Yeah.
Something that does have
some sugar,
banana and cinnamon.
Natural sugar.
Yeah, but naturally occurring. Right. Yeah, naturally occurring sugars. Right. Because those are also providing antioxidants and other nutrients. So people think that all sweetness is bad. No, that's not true. Naturally occurring sugars are really nature's candy, and you know it is meant to taste good, and it's a way of also getting more nutrients in the diet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the reward is feeling good. I did that once. I juiced for a period of time because I had a friend that was really into it, and they had a juicer, and I tried it. Mm-hmm. And I was on that with them because you need someone alongside sometimes to guide you along, especially when you're getting started. And after like a week, I felt really good. Unfortunately, the holidays came up, and that was the end of that. But the reward is how you feel, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Waking up and feeling good and feeling energetic instead of feeling sluggish. And yeah, so, and also the ability to avoid those energy highs and lows throughout the day.
Yeah.
That's another benefit to eating well. So, you know, I think I really encourage people to celebrate Green Juice Day next Friday, and whether that's with an Evolution Fresh green juice or something that you make at home, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just start to get those greens into your diet, and they're so loaded with nutrients. And, you know, I was recently on CNN last week, and the anchor asked me, what is the number one thing that you can tell people who are looking to lose weight? And I said, eat more fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of it's just a universal thing. It's always going to be true as these other things, these other trends change with fat and sugar, et cetera. I think the one thing that's always going to be true and always going to be advice that I will give is to eat more fruits and veggies.
Yeah, perfect. You know how you can make like millions and millions of dollars, Francis? And if you want to go in on this,
tell me. Oh my gosh.
Invent a spinach martini.
Oh.
There you go.
You know, I have had a watercress. I have had a watercress cocktail, and I have to say it was really good.
There you go.
Yep, and it was from a local chef, Ming Tsai, made that.
Yeah. I mean that those little starts just may turn you in the right direction. Not that you should become an alcoholic, but I guess, you know, like, wow, okay. You know, if I had a choice between a spinach martini and not, I might go with the spinach, figuring, eh.
Right.
But just one.
Every little bit helps.
That's right. Where do I go for more information?
You can go to evolutionfresh.com, and if you want to check out my website, it is francislargemanroth.com.
Perfect. Hey, pleasure speaking to you, and thank you.
Oh, you too, Ron. Have a great year.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I wish I could say now I'm thirsty, but I'm not. Whatever. Although I do crave vegetables now all of a sudden. Vegetables are very tasty. Not so bad. With seasoning, anything tastes good. And I mean anything. Well. Anyway, I'll be back again tomorrow with another program, another episode, I should say. Until then, I wish you peace.